At what point is a person allowed to purchase luf after Shemitah and not be choshed that he's buying peiros shvius? So luf, we just discussed that uprooting luf, there was a machlokes whether one has to be mishana and use only wood kalim, or you could use kaduma shel matches, but that also is a shinui. And Rabbi Yehuda is reliant on that shinui, and he says that it's clear that since a person has to use such mishuna dekazachin, it's not a derech to be oiker in Shemitah, only with a shinui. Therefore, we're not choshed that a person, even in Amaretz, would be selling luf that grew in the seventh year, because he would have had to have used a strange method to uproot it, to make business for it, and people were not choshed to do something b'shat nefesh so openly against the halacha. So me'emes ha'imutur la'adam likach luf b'matzeh shvius. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Miyad. Rabbi Yehuda says you can do it immediately because luf is different than other yirakos. Other yirakos, you would have to be choshed, and maybe it was it's perish shvius because they were over there, they weren't geyser, had to be toileshit. And you could be toileshit in a normal fashion. But luf, not. So you say, review the same on that. He says, miyad, immediately. You don't have to wait, bichtei, ad sheyase, ki yaitzabai, until it could produce its replacement. The chachamim amrim, misha yirba hachadosh. Chachamim say, from the time that it's yirba hachadosh, that chadosh is starting to grow. Well, there's a lot of it. The Yerushalmi explains that this means from Pesach and on. From Pesach and on, a person is allowed to purchase the luf, but before that, it is aser, and we are choshed that maybe it's perish shvius. Mishnah Vav: Elu chelim she'ein ha'umen rashoy lemachron b'shvius. These are the kelim that an umen is not allowed to sell to someone on shvius, because the person is choshed on shvius. If a person is buying farming equipment for shmitah, on shmitah, so a person who is choshed al shvius, you're not allowed to sell these things to. A person who is not choshed al shvius, clearly, he's only purchasing it for after the season of Shemitah, and we're not worried. But a person to sell someone who is choshed on Shvius, Eilu kelim she'eino umen rashoy lemachram b'shvius, machereisha, a plow, v'chol keleho, and all its kelim, ha'oil, the yoke, v'hamizra, the mizra is the pitchfork, the fork that they used to use the to winnow the peiros, the hadeker, and the plowshare. Avol meicher hu magal yad, he could use a hand sickle, umagal kotzer, and a sickle that is used to be kotzer, the agola, the chol keleho, and a wagon and all its accessories. Why? Because those things are not la'oitzer. Those things are things that are done by hand, and it's not for major work. So it could be a person is going to reap. It could be a person reaping his own field, but without choshed that. It could be he's going to reap minay hefker and bring home in the agola for his family. Zehaklal, this is the general rule. Kol shemalachto miyuchedes la'aveira, any implement that it's miyuchid for aveira only, meaning it's only done used for something that's going to be aser on shmita, aser le'iser u'leheter, if it could be aser dikam activity or heter dikam activity, if it's aser or mutter le'iser u'leheter, then it is mutter.